any catch. They're going to get three people home. The lead is going to switch. The center fielder gets the recovery, and that's going to be a triple! Triple for Heckman! Wow! The right fielder had the play. He had the position, but the wind killed the ball. And so instead of the ball coming to him, he had to run to the ball, and he missed the diving catch. And so the ball went flying behind him. The center fielder had to go get it, and we just had three runs scored off a triple. Wow. Number nine at bat, House. Swing and a miss. Prentice is now in the lead. They're leading 4-3. That remind you, on Tuesday, they won their game 7-6. These teams are, they're tight. They're playing hard. They want to win. All right. 4-3, Prentice in the lead. Two outs in the top of the fifth. One strike, one ball. With a runner on third base. All right. Can Corbin get out of this inning? 1-1. Here we go. Here comes the ball. Swing and a miss. It bounced. The ball got ticked, and so the runner can't advance. Or no, it didn't get ticked. It didn't bounce off the whatever. So I'm still thinking about that triple. You don't see triples very often. And there we go. He's going to come home on that one. And that was a wild pitch by Corbin Phelps. Catcher didn't even have a chance, and so the third baseman can basically jog to the home plate. It is now 5-3 as Prentice has put up a great inning today in the top of the fifth, and they, despite having that two outs there staring them in the face, they were able to score four runs despite that. Bringing it back to this at bat, though, it's still 2-2 in the count with two outs. Big hit. Center should be able to bring this in. He does. Inning is over, and we will be moving to the bottom of the fifth. But there's a big difference from the last inning, and that is the fact that Prentice was able to wrestle away that lead back into their favor. They are now leading 5-3, but the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles have a chance to get this lead back. We're going to take a 30-second ad break while the sides switch. Don't go anywhere.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back here in 98Q Country. Stephen Jetlin bringing you today's game between the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles hosting Prentice as we are entering the bottom of the fifth inning. This has been a crazy game, which started out with three runs for the Eagles in the first inning and was incredible defense on both sides. We finally have a break in the silence as Prentice yell out, "I am here," and they score five in the fifth inning to take that lead. Now, they are now in the lead, 5-3, bottom of the fifth. And I'd like to remind viewers that there is seven innings in this, so we are nearing the end of the game. There's only so many at-bats here, three more, for the Eagles to try to make this back into their favor. All right, first pitch goes in the dirt. It's going to be 1-0 in the count. Number five is here to hit, Marcus Purdy. What, nice throw, 1-1. All right, big hit, goes left, and it stays left. It is a foul ball. So now it'll be 1-2 in the count. And I'd like to make a correction. This is Aiden Bushman at bat. All right. All right, he's set. Pitcher's set. Here comes the pitch. It's high. has to duck underneath it. Otherwise, it would have nailed him in the left side of the head. 2-2 in the count. Both pitchers have been fairly efficient today as they haven't really walked very many people. As soon as I say that, the ball goes in the dirt, puts it to 3-2. All right, Aiden's done a good job of pushing this count to full. Let's see who wins the duel. Zero outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Prentice in the lead. That is a walk for number five. But because it went crazy far, he's able to run. So he's going to make a random double, but he's going to be out. He didn't go fast enough. Oh, man. We had a miscommunication between the coach and the runner there as he thought he was walked. So the first, I'd say, five steps, he jogged. And the coach was yelling for him to run to second. So he got a late start in sprinting and got tagged out by Prentice. What an incredible defensive effort by Prentice to even make a play on that to begin with, not give up on that, because it looked automatic, but they were able to take a bad, bad situation and turn it in their favor. So now, instead of there being a runner on second base, we're looking at one out here in the bottom of the fifth. All right. Well, I was bringing you up to speed with that. And we have number nine at bat, Corbin Phelps. He is now at a 1-1 pitch count. Get the hit. Oh, it goes right by the third base case fair. And that's going to be a base, a single for Corbin Phelps. All right. When you're trying to come back in a game, step one, get on base. Step two, get home. Sounds simple? It's pretty hard. You know, baseball might be one of the hardest things to do at all. They're throwing it as hard as they can. All right, number six. That will be Schmidt is now up to bat. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. The runner at first. Ball one. Bounces off the dirt, but stays in the catcher's possession. All right, here comes the throw. It's going to foul tick backwards. And now we're at 1-2 in this count. All righty. He's set. Here comes the pitch. Bounces it off. It goes off the glove of the hitter. And we're looking at potential double play. Nope. That was close, though. They were able to get the out at second base after a great play by the second baseman and the shortstop. And I've been saying it once, I'll say it again. The infielders for Prentice have been just fantastic today. They proved it there. They almost got a double play. They would have, but the ball like took a rogue bounce off the pitcher's glove. And the second baseman was able to make a play off of that with the shortstop. Great trust in each other. We are now at two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Number four is now up to bat. Marcus Purdy gets the hit. Grounder goes right to shortstop. They had the first out of first, and they get it. Inning over. Dwamigan needed to make a stand, but Prentice's defense is on lockdown. So right away, bam, 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 we are out, and we are in the sixth inning. Six out of seven, moving to the top of the sixth here. Those joining us, Prentice is in the lead 5-3 here in Shawamigan, and Shawamigan is trying to defend their field. We're going to take a one-minute ad break before we move into the sixth inning. Don't go anywhere.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Shawamigan Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, We are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectional, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Chiwaga Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to 98Q Country, and or if you're listening on the Civic Media app, which you can download on your phone for current as well as next day listening. We're starting the top of the sixth inning. Prentice in the lead over Shawamigan, 5-3. First pitch went high as Corbin Phelps has stayed on the mound despite giving up 5 runs last inning. Is now 1-0 count. As number 3, Rab is up at bat. Next pitch, foul backwards. As someone lucky's getting that ball. Okay, 1-1 in the pitch count. There we go. Pitcher is set. Got his stance. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Strike number 2. 1-2 in the count. Top of the sixth, 5-3. Prentice in the lead over Shawamigan. 0 outs. 1-2. All right, number 3, Rab. Can he get a hit? Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike out number 9 for Corbin Phelps. Nine strikeouts. Man, he is pitching up a storm. With the exception of literally one inning, he has just played immaculate today. But that is one thing I said earlier. Baseball is about momentum and rallying. And Prentice did exactly that. Number 17 is up to bat, Franz. Ball on the first pitch. Here comes the second one. Strike on the second pitch. So it'll be 1-1 on the count. One out here in the top of the sixth. Schwamigan in the deficit of 2 points, 5-3. Oh, we have a grounder. Going to go right to third base. Oh, but he misses the ball. And we're going to have a successful single, but it's going to be off an error by the shortstop who went to go pick the ball up. And it just slipped through his glove. And that bought enough time for a single. Prentice looking to see if they can't add more to their score. As number 6 is now up to bat. Jones at plate. One out in the top of the sixth with a runner at first. Can he advance him? Here comes the pitch. Strike number 1. No swing. Zero one in the count here in the top of the sixth. See if Corbin Phelps can't get his ready. 10th strikeout. Let's see if he can do it. All right. The ball gets fouled backwards. And we are now 0-2 in this count. Corbin Phelps, see if he can throw that changeup. That was filthy the 2 innings ago. I want to see if he can do it again. Looking at the first baseman. Takes his stance. Here comes the pitch. It's a hit, but it should be fielded by the center fielder just fine. It is. That's an out. And just like that, we are now at 2 outs here on the top of the sixth. The runner on first had no way to advance off that. So he will stay safely where he is at. And with that number, is that 13? Oh, we're at... Coach is taking a timeout with May, who is number 13. All right. After receiving instruction from his batting coach, he is returning back to the batter box. Reminder, the score is 5-3. Prentice in the lead over Shawamigan. 2 outs in the top of the sixth. And we're about to see this first pitch thrown to May. Here it comes. First pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Two outs here in the top of the sixth. Let's see if Corbin Phelps can get him out. Trying to see if we can track if he can get double-digit strikeouts here. He needs two more strikes for that. Check that. Needs one more, as we have strike number two coming in on another swing and a miss. All right, what does Corbin do here? He can end the inning right now with another strike. Here's the pitch. Stolen base. Strike number three. He was caught looking. He went to go steal the base, but it don't matter when you throw a third strike. For number 10. 10 strikeouts for Corbin Phelps. That one was caught looking for me. All right, well, now we're moving into the bottom of the sixth inning. Two more chances for the Screaming Eagles to get the lead. And here's the thing. If they can get the lead here, they can try to end the inning early in the seventh. We're going to take a 30-second ad break as they switch sides. Don't go anywhere.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Welcome back here in 98Q Country. Steve Jellin bringing you the game today, baseball game today, between the Suwamig and Screaming Eagles hosting Prentice. The game has been real close. It is 5-3. Prentice in the lead as we are now moving into the bottom of the sixth inning. Suwamig and Screaming Eagles only have two more chances to try to take this lead back. And likewise, Prentice only has to close out this inning and next to walk away with a win. Prentice walked away with a win on Tuesday. I shouldn't say walk. It was a battle. They won 7-6. And so these teams are neck and neck. They both know they can win. It's just who's going to do it today. All right. Number two is up to bat for Suwamig. Nolan Niehoff, who's had a great game today. First ball goes off the dirt. Ball one. All right. Get set. Here we go. Pitch low again. Ball two. That's a 2-0 count right now. Good way to start the inning if you are pulling for Suwamigan. Here comes the pitch by Heckman. Strike number one. No one was caught looking there. But you had a count. You were up 2-0, so you don't mind seeing if you can't get it to 3-0. So here we go. Here comes the pitch. Low. 3-1. Nolan, what do you do here as a batter? Because it's getting late in the game. Arms are a little tight, little tired. Tough to keep the pitches tight if you can walk. Swing and a tick, but it goes backwards, so it's a foul. Full count. Heckman was able to battle his way back into a full count here with zero outs in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nolan Niehoff swung on a very low pitch. And he pulled his swing back, but it was too late. He had already swung too far. Strikeout number four for Heckman. Wow. He had 3-1 advantage, and he was able to pull it back into a strikeout. Oh, we're already moving in. Number seven is up to bat, Isaiah Bogart. And the first pitch is in the dirt, ball one. Sometimes they stroll up to the batter box. And other times they blink, and they sprint it up to the box and set their feet. All right, pitch number two is high. It's going to be a 2-0 count on that one. One out here in the bottom of the sixth. 5-3, Prentice in the lead. Ball three, 3-0 in this count, as that was low. Now if you're the batter, number seven, just play the odds here. Don't swing. Isaiah Bogart, unless that thing is right in your breadbasket, you are in the advantage right here. Strike number one. He did exactly what he statistically should have, right? So you're still at a 3-1. Heckman, take advantage of this. See if you can't get another strike. Here comes. Ball four. And with that, Isaiah gets to take his base. We now have a runner on first base with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. And number 14 comes up to bat, Tony Pitzel. Here we go. First pitch, strike, right down the middle. No swing, just looking. Just observing. All right, 0-1 in the count. Runner on first, one out. That is called ball, so there's now 1-1 in the count. Runner stays on first base. One out here in the bottom of the sixth with Pitzel at bat. 5-3, Prentice is winning. Ump is calling time. All right, ump is calling. He called time, and now he's letting it go. Big hit. It's going to drop. That's going to be a single for Schwamigan. But does he pull it all the way to? He does not. So it's only going to advance one runner to second, and then him to first on the single. That was just a nice little bloop to right field, right over the first baseman. And now we have two runners on base, one in scoring position with one out in the bottom of the sixth. Number 30 is now up to bat. Jeffrey Bogard. Safe as we got a steal. Double steal. Double steal. We now have a runner that went from first to second are now in third and second. How about that? That was an aggressive play to go from behind. When you have one out in the bottom of the sixth and you risked it there, but he beat the slide barely. We could see it from up here. So now it's 5-3 still. One out, bottom of the sixth, runners in scoring position. Ball two. We have a 2-0 count. Schwamigan in perfect position to try to retain the lead here. Or, sorry, get the lead back. Strike one comes in. So, two balls, one strike, one out, bottom of the sixth, 5-3, Prentice in the lead. Runners on second and third. Swing, big swing, and a miss. He made good connection. That would have went deep. All right, Jeffrey Bogard is now defined as it has got two strikes, two balls. Here we go. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Oh, he's out. Oh, but it. Oh, all right, what's the ump called something? What's the ump call? Just waiting to see. Throw it. Okay, so once I figure out what's okay. So the on that swing, it ticked, and the catcher couldn't get on top of it, so he's allowed to take his base. And in the confusion of was he out, was he not, the umps just got to let the game play. And so Prentice was confused, thought he was out, didn't move, didn't do anything. And so what should have been an out ended up being Schwamigan getting to first base. And now we have bases loaded in the bottom of the sixth with one out. Man, it's turning around quick. Rallies in baseball come out of nowhere. But when they do, they come hard. So here we are. We have bases loaded, one out. Screaming Eagles are down by two. It's 5-3, okay? Prentice just had a meeting at the mound. And so what we have here is a prime opportunity for number 25, who's at bat. That would be Joe Wartgau, has a golden opportunity to try to get a hit to bring in two runners, at least tie this game. A single should bring back two runners. Here we go. Here's a pitch. Oh, it's a wild pitch. That's going to be at least one home, and there it is. That advances the base runners just one, but now the score is 5-4. Eagles bringing it in with one. All right. That's one ball, zero strikes. Another wild pitch like that, and this is going to be a tie game. One out. Runners and scoring position at second and at third. Here we go. Here's the pitch. Strike number one. 1-1 count. 1-1 count. One out. Bottom of the sixth. 5-4. Foul tick. 1-2 strike. Or sorry, it's one ball, two strikes. Here we go. Can Heckman get out of this inning with only one run? Here we go. He kind of chopped at it, but it was a foul. Man, Wargow kind of swung down at that ball, but he's feeling the pressure here. One ball, two strikes, one out. Here we go. High pitch. It's now 2-2. Foul tick. So the pitch count will remain at 2-2 with one out in the bottom of the sixth. Can he get the... Another foul tick. Man, we're having a battle between the pitcher and the batter right now. Here we go. Wargow. He's ticking everything. Here we go. 2-2. Still in the pitch count. Another tick. Oh, my goodness. This is just an absolute battle right now between the batter and the pitcher. Who's going to give? If the pitcher puts it a little low, Wargow's going to rip one. But, man, if he misses his swing, he's out. Here we go. He gets the hit. It's going to be an out at first. Oh, no. The Eagles are going to mess this one up. Oh, and he's going to get home. We have an error. So we have a tie game now. It's 5-5 with two outs. The guy, okay. Sorry, there was a lot that just happened all at the same time, so I didn't call it great. I'll admit that. Well, we had a grounder to the pitcher who got the force out at first, but the runners at second and third made a huge mistake because they advanced way too far. So the guy at third wanted to go back to third base, but the guy at second base already made it to third base. So then the guy at third base had to run back to second base, and so when he threw it to second base to get him out, he flubbed it. The ball went through his hand, so then the runner that went back to second was safe, and the guy that was at third was able to run to first, and the score is now 5-5. All right, wow. Tie game. Here we go. Ball. It is 2-1 on the pitch count. Here we go. Oh, batter's back in the box. All right, number 5 is at the bat, Aiden Buescher. Gets a hit, and it's going to get to the shortstop. And Kennedy gets, he beats out the run. But then he's going to go around just to get the tie. He took the lead. Now the guy in first is going to second. He shouldn't have done that, though. He's out. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so he's out. Okay, inning over. The score is 6-5, home team. The Eagles brought it back. Oh, my goodness. Okay, a lot of stuff happened on that play. We had a hit. It went to the shortstop who caught the ball, and it bounced up and then re-caught the ball, threw it to first to try to get the force out. But because he was behind in the throw, the guy who hit beat out the throw. While that was happening, the guy on third made it home to take the lead 6-5. But then the throw got weirdly thrown, so then the guy first tried to go to second to be greedy, couldn't get there, got out, end of inning. Whew! Oh, my goodness. Did you follow that? Because I don't even know if I did. Either way, the byproduct of everything that just happened in those last plays is that the Eagles took the lead back. They're now leading 6-5, heading into the top of the seventh. So Corbin Phelps, who's on the mound right now, is three outs away from ending this game. Oh, man. We're going to take a 1-minute ad break so I can catch my breath. Don't go anywhere.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Welcome back to the game here at 98Q Country between Schwamigan and Prentice. We've had one heck of a game. It's 6-5 in the top of the seventh, and we are seeing an absolute duel of a team. As on Tuesday, Prentice beat Schwamigan 7-6, and now the Eagles are leading 6-5, and there's three outs away from this game being over. And we are at a 1-1 count as Starkey is at bat. Check that. We're looking at a 1-2 count. Corbin Phelps has got 10 strikeouts. Let's see if he can add 11. Low pitch. It's 2-2. Okay. Pitch is set. 2-2 count. Zero outs. Top of the seventh. Swing and a foul. Foul ball. Stay at 2-2 count. If you are near somebody and you're listening to this game, go up and high-five them because this has been a great game so far. All right. High pitch. 3-2 count. Full count here. Starkey's doing a great job of staying into this pitch. It's tough to stare down a guy who's got 10 strikeouts. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 11. Corbin Phelps. Man. Someone check to see if that guy's hand is made of gold. My goodness. All right. Yeah, that was first out of the top of the seventh. And with that strikeout, Corbin Phelps has been pulled, and they're going to bring in their closer to end this game. Great game by Corbin Phelps, who has 11 strikeouts to end the day, 5 runs given up in 7.5 innings. And so the pitcher, the closer that's coming in for the Eagles is number 14, Tony Petzl. That is your closer for the Screaming Eagles. So he's going to get some time to warm up. He's allowed, I can't remember how many pitches exactly, but he's going to be allowed some pitches to do that. So while that's happening, we're in a timeout. We're going to take a 30-second ad break. Before we end out this game, don't go anywhere.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North of Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Welcome back here on 98Q Country. Steve Jellin bringing you the game, wild game, between Schwamigan hosting Prentice. The game is 6-5. It is a close one. We are one out into the top of the seventh. That means that if there's two more outs that happen with no runs scored, this game is over. There's no reason to go to the bottom of the seventh if you're already winning the game. And so the Eagles are looking to close out here. So the coach has made the decision, walked down the mound, congratulated his pitcher, Corbin Phelps, who's brought us this far in this game with 11 strikeouts. and he has subbed in their closer, Tony Petzl. So I think, I don't know the exact amount, like 10 pitches or 12 pitches or whatever it is. The ump allows a certain amount of pitches as a warm-up for that. There's no bullpen in the high school league, so he gets that opportunity. So pretty soon they're going to resume. Defense is already going back out in the field. And with that, we will resume the game. Number four is coming up to hit. That's Heckman, top of the order. We know this guy's got a good swing. Let's see if he can bring it back. Prentice does not want to leave with a win. They want a 2-0 Schwamigan this week. But they're losing by one. Let's see what happens. First pitch. It went high and outside for ball number one. Two outs away from a game being done. Let's see if Petzl can bring it home. All right. 1-0 count. Big swing, stays foul. 1-1 in the count. All right. 1-1 with one out in the top of the seventh. Schwamigan leading 6-5. He's agreed to the pitch. He's set. Here it comes. High, ball two. All right, pitch is set. Here it comes. Swing and another foul. We're now at 2-2. Petzl's been thrown a little high since he's come in so far. So there's a couple different options here. He's swinging at high, so you can keep it high and see if he's swinging. But if you can bring one low, see if you can't fake him out. But Heckman's staying alive. He's been a good batter today. See if he can get back on base. Here it comes. 2-2. Pitch. That looked good, but it was just inside. So now we're looking at a full count. Heckman, the drama, it's dripping. Petzl staring down. Heckman staring down. We have a battle here in the top of the seventh. One out. Big hit. It's going to go high. Pop by. Does the center have an angle? No, the shortstop does, and he brings it down. One out away from this game being over. Great battle played between the batter Heckman and Petzl, the pitcher, but that was a pop fly and the shortstop was able to bring it in. Great play by number nine, Corbin Phelps. Man, when he's on the mound, he's still making plays. All right, number 23 is up to bat. Staroba with one out left in this game. He needs to score to force a bottom of the seventh. But if he gets out, it's ball one. If he gets out, the game is over. All right, 1-0 count. Petzl at the mound. Ball two, 2-0. All right, Staroba, being patient. At a high-pressure time, patience is king. That's going to be a high pitch. 3-0 count. Droba's looking confident. He's not folding to the pressure of having two outs at the top of the seventh with a deficit in the score. Strike number one. Remind everyone, the Eagles are leading 6-5 in the top of the seventh, meaning, and it's a home game, meaning if they get one more out here, it's game over. 3-1 is the count. Here comes the pitch. Strike number two. Full count. Oh, you couldn't ask for a better way to end this game. Let's see. Can the Eagles bring it home with a strike? Or can Staroba get on base and extend this game? We'll find out. He's green with the pitch. He's taking his stance. Here's the pitch. Swing and miss, game over! Petzl gets the strikeout. He swings. He's out. And just like that, what a week of baseball. That was great. Prentice beats them on Tuesday at their home field 7-6, and the Eagles respond in kind by winning 6-5. Staroba getting struck out there. Keep your head held high. They played a great game, both sides, good defense, good offense when they needed it, and just like that, that's the ball game. Well, thank you for joining us here at 98Q Country, as well as the Civic Media app. If you download that on your phones, you can go back and listen to this game at any time. Well, I've been Stephen Jellin bringing you today's game, and I look forward to the next one. Have a good night. Goodbye.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe.
Tell him, Blanc.
Well, your hair's in a mess in the morning when you open your eyes. The way an hour goes by when you say that you'll be ready in 5. The little devil on the side of his frown when you're laughing at a movie that you've seen about 1,000 times. I love you just the way God made you. Girl, he don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe. So let my eyes be your mirror, and you're bound to see it too. Cause I was made for loving just the way God made you.
Country. favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Never thought I would be like this. Wide awake waiting on a good night kiss. Sipping 90 proof, talking to the moon, counting down the hours till it's 2 a.m. Never thought I would be like this. But as long as the night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you calling in the bed after slipping out your high-heel shoes. Now you're lying, saying have a good time. Now with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying. I can't stay without you. I'll be tossing and turning. Even if I tried without you by my side, I'd be dreaming with my eyes open. I'd be tossing and turning, going high, baby. Yeah. But as long as I'm not in you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you crawling in the bed after slipping out your high heel shoes. I ain't lying, saying have a good time. Not with your girl.
Break up now. I hate the thoughts that basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this." If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high quality.